Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Aerosmith bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Chip Bell, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of the Chip Bell Group, author of 20, 30, 40, I don't know how many books, a bunch of books, folks, a couple of dozen at least, on how to do a better job of, it's at least two dozen now, isn't it, Chip?
We got 23's coming up.
I knew it. I knew it. I was close. Folks, whenever you're talking about Chip, whenever you're thinking about what he does, always round up. Because you'll never be far off if you don't round up. So something under a billion copies he sold. Folks, you got to check him out. ChipBell.com. You'll be smarter when you do. Your employees will serve customers better when you do. And your customers will love you. And that's what we're talking about, right? How to get customers to love you. But you have to love them first, don't you, Chip?
I think you do. And it reminds me of a great story. My business partner, John Patterson, who's also on your Brain Trust, and
right.
He and I were working in Manhattan. We stopped at a little tiny diner, and early in the morning, we were the only ones in there at that time. It was like 6 o'clock in the morning, and the waitress came over and brought us a bouquet of flowers and put it on our table, and she said, "Yesterday was my anniversary, and my husband sent me these beautiful flowers,
wow.
And I thought you all might enjoy them during your breakfast."
I'll be darned.
That takes initiative. That takes thinking ahead.
Wow.
You know, that takes just sort of saying I care about my customer. And I think it starts with that whole concept of I need to value, make sure I recognize my customer is valuable to me,
mm-hmm.
and then take actions that demonstrate that.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, that's
I think it's initiative.
And you know, there's a restaurant that I go to for breakfast sometimes. And I'm not real picky, but I like my eggs a certain way. And sometimes my breakfast is brought out not by the person who waits on me. Like, you know,
right.
a runner kind of thing. And
right.
and sometimes the waitresses will come back by my office real quick, the one who's waiting on me, and saying, "Did they get the eggs right?"
Oh,
now, she didn't have to do that.
You appreciate the attention.
She didn't have to do that.
And the fact that they care.
Yep. And here's the thing. She knew that was my hot button at breakfast.
Right.
See?
Right.
She didn't ask me how the coffee was. She didn't ask me how the bacon was. She asked me how the eggs were.
That's personal.
And that's huge.
It is. And I think it's not just taking care of the important customers, because they're all important, because we all tend to want to take care of the big customers and the new customers. But it's the customers who've been with us for a while that need special recognition, because
mm-hmm.
they've been with you for
that's
a while.
Right. That's right.
And so, you know, I remember.
Which brings me to, all right, go ahead and finish your story.
Good. I said, I got a Valentine when I was in the sixth grade from Mary Frances Stevenson, and I didn't know why she gave me one. Because, you know, she was somebody who didn't give that Valentine to anybody, and I thought a lot about it. I tell you, I did.
And you missed an opportunity, I bet, didn't you?
Well, I told her. I said, finally, I got up a nerve 2 weeks later to say, "Why'd you give me a Valentine?" She said, "I just wanted to be your friend."
Wow.
And we wound up having a great friendship. I learned a lot about why girls weren't that weird, and she learned a lot about why boys were silly.
Was that when you figured out the girls didn't have cooties in reality?
Exactly. Well, sixth grade for all of us was awkward, you know.
Right. But
and
you know,
so here again, just to something from the unexpected. I think that to me, it's all about we need to remember the average ordinary customer is also important to us, not just the
yep.
ones that bring us the biggest account or the ones that are brand new.
And the other thing is make this kind of behavior in the culture of the company.
Exactly.
I mean, one more quick story about this restaurant. I like strong coffee. When I walk in, even if the waitress that sees me first doesn't know if she's going to wait on me or not, she doesn't know where I'm going to sit.
Right.
They'll say to me, "I got your coffee going." Now that's culture.
That is, and it's training people to think about the customer. You know, it's reminding the customer that they are the center of your universe.
Right.
When you're in the business.
And I've got lots of restaurant options. Guess where I go?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I go back there because they love me up. And
that's it. It makes a difference.
It makes a big
difference. It's an important topic.
It's huge. And I'll tell you something. Sadly, I don't see it enough in the marketplace.
No, I don't
understand why. And it breaks my heart to say this, but I don't see it in enough small businesses.
Well, I see it also worry that as we become more and more high, as you were saying in your opening, the more and more high tech we become, the easier it is to forget the importance of that high touch.
Yep. And folks, we have to train the young people who are digital natives.
Right.
We have to train them that the human beings are not like the devices in their hands or in front of them, because it's not their fault. But that has to be explained to them. That can't be left to chance anymore.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Computer doesn't care, but people do.
That's exactly right. Last thoughts, Chip.
All righty. Absolutely. ChipBell.com. Always fun.
And the new book's coming out when?
It'll be out this quarter, hopefully toward the end of this quarter.
What's it about?
It's called Bookmark. I'll send you all the information about it.
All right.
A little different one.
And you're going to launch it on the show?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
We look forward to it. Chip Bell, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Chip. Come back soon.
You bet. Thanks, Jim. Always a delight to be with you.
You too. ChipBell.com, ladies and gentlemen. Check out all of his books there. Go to Amazon. You can find all of them there. He co-authors some with John Patterson as well. And I'm going to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Say I'll move to New York. New York's bad.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.